We're not embellishing. We're not exaggerating. We're cold, hard facts. California, Illinois, courts are ruling that homeschooling is illegal. Government says they own your children. They're already having the media announce in huge hoaxes. It's the law. You'll go to jail if you don't take the shots. Children by the thousands line up with dogs barking, police in riot gear in Maryland, St. George County. We had the head guy on. I mean, this is really happening, and now hundreds of new vaccines, more advanced ones, with all these virus parts and the rest of it coming out. The deaths are mounting. We played mainstream newscasts where they forcibly inject troops and say it's secret. They won't tell them what it is. People start having convulsions, dropping dead, whole groups of people getting sick. I've had Rick Perry's media coordinator come up to me at a theater, and I know I've seen him on the news, say, yeah, I was at Fort Sam Houston. We gave people shots, and they all died. Then we're told to scrub everything. I mean, this is crazy. But the media covers most of this up, so we're all compartmentalized and don't know. This is the big issue. I mean, this is going on. Just unbelievable what's happening. And Barbara Lowe Fisher, let's take some calls. And before you leave us, get back into the fact that they're about to push to go from hoaxing, saying it's the law, to really coming. Now they got police taking blood and federal funds on the side of the road. That's to get you used to cops getting involved in your life and doing medical procedures. I mean, this is hellish. And don't worry, cops, they're going to make you take them too, so enjoy. Let's go ahead and go back to Aaron, who was on earlier. Aaron, tell her the story.
My sister, who's 11, went with a babysitter, not my mother, but a babysitter, to a routine physical, and they gave her the first of the three shots for the HPV. Now,
oh, wow.
Unbelievable. Now, what is it about this that people can't get? You're letting governments, which are historically become evil, mainline something into your child's veins. They're not feeding them something. They're not brainwashing them in school. No, they're mainlining something into their veins past all of the body's natural defenses. What is it about people that...
Yeah, but tell her what happened to your sister.
Well, she got sick. It wasn't like she got incredibly ill, but it was noticeably ill for a good week after just that one shot. I mean, she's a strong kid, and it was noticeable.
Well, that's the one silver lining here, as I've been reading, Barbara, head of the National Vaccine Information Center, is that this is so bad that they're not getting the full three shots in many cases because they do get so sick on the first one.
Well, and that's a good thing that they're paying attention and not continuing to vaccinate. I have a lot of doctors who ignore all the signs the child is having a problem with the vaccine. And when you continue to vaccinate in the face of worsening health, that's when you become brain damaged or die. You can do it on the first shot, but oftentimes it's because they won't stop. So I urge everyone to understand what these symptoms are so that they, if they somehow find themselves like this little girl, I mean, at least the parents were well enough aware that the child got sick, that the child is not going to get more vaccine.
Well, Barbara, I've been at community pools, on vacation in a hot tub, at a grocery store, and I'll walk over and I'll go, I see your son's autistic. And they go, yes, he is. And I say, when did it happen? 18 months old. And I'll say, yeah. Did it happen within one day of the shot? Yeah, he just went in the corner and he was gone. It's always the same, just your government loves you.
Well, the 18 months is when they can get 8 to 12 shots. If they haven't gotten all their shots up to date, you know, they're allowed to get 12 shots in one day now. I mean, it's unbelievable how many vaccines are being put into 4-month, 6-month-old babies on one day.
And people act like doctors and nurses are gods. They won't even question when they're getting 12 shots. A little bitty human. Go ahead, kill your kids. You're not going to listen, I know. It's just they won't listen. They have to have a dead kid first.
And that's what's so sad is, you know, we have trusted. I mean, we have treated doctors as if they are God. And what was the first commandment? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I think that we need to understand that we have these doctors and scientists are people. They're human beings. They're subject to all the temptations, all the frailties that every other human being is.
Barbara, stay there. One more person Aaron knows got sick. Stay there. We're coming back with Aaron. Then we're going to get to John, Charles, Roberto, and others. Stay with us.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A completely untrustworthy government caught creating HIV, testing syphilis on people, radiating children to death, all declassified, releasing bioweapons in the New York subway system. On and on and on. Oh, let's trust them. Let's take all the shots. Oh, people are dropping dead. Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, it's good. Oh, there's all these autistic children. Oh, they admit mercury did it. Let's take more. And then they lied and said there is no mercury in shots. Well, there is mercury, but it's good for you. You know, on and on and on and on. Go to the vaccine, National Vaccine Information Center, folks, nvic.org. Finish up, Aaron. I'm going to go to some more calls. You said you knew somebody else that had a big problem after a shot.
Yep, family friend, a beautiful baby boy named Marcus, blue eyes, blonde hair, olive skin, healthy, athletic. I mean, he is now because he's 4 years old, and he's okay by the grace of God because at his 18 months, when he got that, like you said, 8 to 10 shots, he went into seizures and convulsions and was in the hospital for 7 full days. Healthy, happy baby? Nope, not anymore.
No, wait. Let me guess. Or if you don't know, you might ask him. Did police officers drop by with CPS to ask if they'd shaken him?
Well, luckily, her father is actually pretty big in the oil business, and so I think.
Okay, well, if they'd have been a poor family, they'd have gotten him another little snack to put on drugs and sell out. And, you know, put on a bunch of Prozac and Ritalin, and he'd be in a home in a cage right now being fed, you know, one hamburger a day, like a lot of the foster children are, or strapped down to die in bed sores. You know, I see that every 2 days with the scum government. And I'm angry, folks. I mean, I'm frothing because this is real. Okay, well, thank you so much. Anything else, Aaron?
I just wanted to tell Barbara your favorite quote, which is that in the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, in this case a woman, Hated, feared, and scorned, however in time, when her cause succeeds, the timid will join her, for then it'll cost nothing to be a patriot. 5 years down the road, you're going to have tens of thousands of people thanking you for saving their children from this.
Well, that's
thank
the good...
You.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, the good news is that these murderers, these corrupt people, they're being exposed, so they're trying to fail forward and announce, okay, it's the law, we're going to give you hundreds of shots, shut up! Barbara, can you speak to that?
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, one of the things that I remember 10 years ago, they started working on a vaccine that will be that they want to give at the moment that the baby emerges from the womb. It will contain 20 to 40 different bacterial and viral antigens. It will inject raw DNA directly into the cells of the baby and will be time-released throughout the next few years. They don't answer what will happen if the baby is damaged or a reaction the first time release. But when I saw that, they called it the Holy Grail. When I saw that, I knew we were dealing with people who absolutely had lost all reason. We cannot allow ourselves to be exploited by scientists and physicians who have lost their way. I am not against science and physicians. I know some very fine doctors who are trying to work to try to change this, to have the paradigm shift, and that so that we can have truly health care that is not poisonous to us. But right now, we are way too dependent on drugs and vaccines. We think that is what is going to keep us healthy. The fact that we have now 69 doses of 16 vaccines that the government is saying we have to give our children in the first 18 years of life in order for them to remain healthy, and yet we have in this country now 1 in 6 child learning disabled, 1 in 9 asthmatic, 1 in 100 to 150 developing autism, 1 in 450 suffering with diabetes. We've given our children all these vaccines like we were told to do. And what do we have? We have almost 20 to 25% of our children now chronically ill and disabled. We have a chronic disease and disability epidemic that has hurt more children than any infectious disease epidemic in our history, including smallpox and polio. And so we have got to wake up and not just be sheep and blindly obey what we're told. You need to become your own researcher. And that's why we put up the National Vaccine Information Center website, because we want people to become empowered and become educated healthcare consumers and stand up for their right, their human right, to make informed voluntary decisions about any medical procedure that they or their child undergoes, most specifically vaccination.
Did you know that FEMA was caught last year? We reported it a year and a half before it was in the news with these sermons they're supposed to give. They're covertly paid and hired by FEMA, 26,000 of them now, prominent ones. That's most of the prominent preachers in the country. And they tell them, in amongst all the others, about submitting to government, Romans 13, they said, take the shots the government tells you, and in an emergency, let them give you shots. I mean, boy, this is a very diabolical thing we're dealing with.
We have now a quasi-secret agency within HHS called BARDA, that was passed as part of BioShield 2 legislation.
Oh.
BioShield 1 and BioShield 2 shields the manufacturers and vaccine providers whenever the Secretary of HHS declares an emergency, and that emergency has a very wide definition, shields them from liability, so that there were also the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act passed after 9-1-1. There were a lot of opportunists after 9-1-1 who went into the state and the federal law and passed these public health laws that are very, very oppressive. And this BARDA, this agency within HHS, is working with the companies to develop secret drugs and vaccines that will be used in these times of, quote, emergency, whenever the
Secretary in conjunction under BioShield, read it for yourself, the 36 bioweapons labs. Oh, the bioweapon labs are going to help. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. Go ahead, John.
Alex, I just wanted to share a story with my older brother. He had a child in Washington, D.C. about a year and a half ago. And when the baby was born, you know, they ahead of time had told him, you know, they did not want to vaccinate the child. I mean, they're very, very clear about it. And, you know, basically, you know, the nurses would, you know, pretty much corner him and, you know, make him feel like he's like some child abuser and ostracize him and really put a lot of pressure on him. Then they ran and get the doctor and, you know, oh, you got to vaccinate this child. And, you know, it was just unbelievable how they bombarded him. So anyways, when the baby was born, they did it again. And basically then, you know, when he just held his ground, him and his wife, they basically said, well, you got to sign this authorization basically denying these vaccines. So they gave him these three pieces of paper.
Hold on just a second. I know. And the sheets, well, I'm not going to interrupt you. Go ahead. I'm just saying what you're saying is true. Go ahead.
Yeah. And basically it was because he read, you know, him and his wife read all, you know, two, three pages, whatever it was.
And it said, you're abusing your child.
Pretty much. And
it says, I agree. I'm a criminal, basically.
Right. And he read the whole thing and was like, there's no way, which he was outraged. I mean, he told the doctor.
So then they called the cops.
They didn't call the police in this situation. I mean, my brother's pretty
no
well.
No law, but they call the cops. Well, they do usually, yeah.
Yeah.
Criminals.
But, I mean, you know, awesome job, you know, again, exposing the corrupt, eugenic, scum government. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. Like you said, you know, this stuff is serious, and I don't want to go out there and pick a fight, but I own an AK-47. And if these psychos ever come to my house to euthanize and do these crazy things with my kids, it's never going to happen. So just, so the government knows that.
Yeah, I understand how you feel. I know that when parents go in, when mothers go in and they're in labor and they go into the hospital and they have you sign these papers. I've had stories of mothers who have been in active labor about to give birth where the nurses come in and ask them to sign these papers saying that they will give the hepatitis B vaccine within 12 hours of birth. And these mothers, you know, obviously, it's at a disadvantage. What you have to do when you take your
wolves
you're
always
baby,
attack calving mammals. Go ahead.
Yeah, is you need to when they ask you to sign those papers when you come in labor, you need to put at the top no vaccines to be given unless without my permission. And then the father or somebody who needs to be with you. To keep to watch
and you have to follow the baby at all times because they've been caught thousands of times doing it without consent.
That's right. They will take the baby and they will give the vaccine.
The wolves always attack.
Yeah, it's really important to just have your head up and understand what's going on. And we have had parents who have been taking their children to an emergency room when they're sick, and the doctors ask, "Are you up to date in your vaccine?" And they say. And they say, you know, because you don't have a record here, and they say no. And then they say, well, we're going to vaccinate your child. And if they refuse, they call Health Protective Services on and report them for what they call child medical abuse. So you have to be very careful when you take your child into an emergency room visit. If you haven't vaccinated or the child doesn't have all the vaccines, you need to just say you're going to be seeing a doctor after the visit. You don't want to vaccinate a baby that is sick. That's for one thing.
Yeah, the state.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you never vaccinate someone when they're sick. And this is what the military does. They, quote, keep losing the record, so keep repeatedly shooting them up. You know what? Do five more minutes with us, and then we're going to get We Are Change guys on to talk about events in New York. We got a break, but I want to take some final calls. Can you do five more minutes?
Sure.
Okay, let's take one more call before we go to break, and 5 minutes on the other side. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Kentucky. You're on the air. Oh, no. Let's go to Roy first. Daughter was killed by vaccines. Roy, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, it wasn't my daughter. It was my granddaughter. Real quick, here's the story. My daughter left home when she was 18. She ran off. She wanted to be all wild and crazy and do all those things that the world had to offer. Well, she ended up getting pregnant, and she moved home. While my mother was dying of pancreatic cancer, she had her baby, and the baby seemed to do fine, and I kind of lost contact with my daughter until she was approximately 18 months old, at which time I got a phone call and said, there's been a grievous emergency. Go to the hospital right away. I went to the hospital, and supposedly she had drowned in the bathtub, and that was it. This kid could go get a chair, climb up on the counter, and get whatever she wanted, 6 feet in the air, reaching up into the shelves. This child would not have drowned in a bathtub. I asked my daughter, I said, did you take her for 18 month vaccinations? And my daughter said she went 3 days ago. She passed out and died in her tub from that.
Stay there. Yeah, that's what they do. Another chemical bio attack successfully murders a child. Victory for the New World Order. And they're going to murder your children with pleasure as well, and you're going to thank them. And when they kill your child, they're going to arrest you and say that you shook them to death. They love it.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut. an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness,
Well, every time we open the phones up, the horror stories just pour in. Talking to poor Roy and Marilyn, his daughter, gave his 18-month-old granddaughter the third round of shots, and she collapsed and died. Oh, man, it's so horrible. But it's just the wicked times. They don't want to just abort 50 million of you. They want to get those babies one way or another. Got to reduce that population number. Roy, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, well, it's just like what you said. It's about the wickedness. I mean, it's not enough to do it. It's enough to lie and make it mandatory and compulsory. You got to do these things, and then they'll come to your house and come round you up. You know, the last caller with the AK-47, you know, might have the right idea. You know, AR-15, whatever you want to use, it doesn't really matter. But defend yourselves, people. If it's a doctor, if it's a physician and you go see him and you have a problem, this is what you do. As soon as he writes you a prescription for a prescription drug, go find another doctor.
Well, it's unbelievable. And what Barbara just said is your child comes in sick and they say, we want to give them vaccines while they're sick. They're not supposed to even do that. It's all the doctors are prisoners, and they just carry out the crimes all day long. They live in denial. Barbara, hearing this story, what do you think?
It's a story I've heard over and over again, unfortunately, for 26 years. And, you know, I was listening to you earlier in your show. You know, somebody called in and said, you know, stay strong because a lot of people depend upon you. You're a rock. And it's so true. I mean, it is true. It's bad. And I've seen it up close for 26 years. But the reason I haven't given up is that I know, I believe in my heart that we have to continue to do the right thing to the very end. I mean, only God is really in the end will be here and is the one who is eventually going to be able to step in. But we have to continue with faith, and we have to do the right thing. And that's all we're responsible for doing. And so we have to get the information out there. People have to become aware, and then they have to stand up.
Well, take Charlie Sheen. Take Charlie Sheen. He says, I don't want to vaccinate our daughters. His wife divorces him, and she's now trying to take his children so they can't even see him every weekend or every other weekend, but saying in the news he's insane and doesn't want them to have shots when it's all over the news. It's killing and maiming. I mean, this is affecting even movie stars.
Well, you know, the custody battles have been all through the work that I've done. We often have parents calling or somebody calling us and saying, you know, my spouse and I agreed that we weren't going to give our children all these vaccines. Now we're divorced, and the spouse that is trying to get custody will often, or not pay child support, will often say, I want the child vaccinated, and then the courts side with that that parent and then take the children. In other words, prevent the spouse that does not want to vaccinate with all the vaccines from having access to the child or, you know, having shared custody. It happens all the time. The vaccine issue is used against the parent who doesn't want to give all the vaccines. I can't tell you how many calls we get every week on this.
Well, you said it. The good news here is the people are getting the word. They are finding out what's happening. The jig is up. The hoax is imploding. I want to take one more call. Who's next up in line here? Roberto in California. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
This is my first time, you know, doing a radio announcement, but I want to say, well, from hearing all this, I say, hey, this is messed up, and these people are traitors, and they could not just betray God, but humanity, and how dare they do this? I hear, you know, this is my first time hearing about this vaccine, and it's killing kids, and it's killing people. What the hell is going on? People, wake up. Wake up to the truth.
And I what the hell was going on in the 1950s when they took 4,300 and something foster children and radiated them to death? This is the scientific community playing God. Thanks for the call. And, yes, you need that outrage. But don't believe us. Find out the facts. It's so bad we can't even describe to you. Again, 2000, secret CDC meetings. They said, I wouldn't give it to my grandchildren. It's brain damage millions. We got to cover this up. We have them. We know. It's by design. And I just want everybody to visit the website, NVIC.org, NVIC.org. And even if you don't have children, warn your neighbors, warn others, call into talk shows, start websites, do it all. We have to save children. We have to save ourselves. They're trying to make it mandatory now because the people are waking up. You got 1 minute closing comment, Barbara Lowe Fisher, director.
I couldn't agree with you more, Alex. We have to have the courage to stand up, to become aware and stand up for our human rights. And a human right is the right to make an informed voluntary decision about any medical intervention that can hurt us or our children. If we can't be free to make a life or death decision, then we aren't free in any sense of the word.
I want to have you back up in the near future. God bless you for your fine work. Godspeed.
Thank you.
We'll be back with the one and only Luke Radowski and the one and only Corey Rowe on the other side to lay out some of the upcoming 9/11 events and a special announcement. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to down shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
We get more listeners every day, and we get them in a way I don't like. We get the new listeners when the police, for no reason, beat up innocent men, women, and children. When people have heard me on other talk shows and my own say that if you take the vaccines, in many cases, at the third round at 18 months, your child will go from running around talking, playing football, playing with their stuffed animals, giggling, laughing, being intelligent, to drooling in the corner, gone forever. Or dead. And or going into convulsions and being in a coma for a few weeks and they come out of it but have learning disabilities the rest of their life. A lot of you are going, oh, that happened to my son, that happened to my daughter. Yeah, we're not playing games. The New World Order is real. This is real. And it's happening. And it's total power and control. They can set the precedent to train you to accept them injecting into your body whatever they want. Now, I want to shift gears here for the rest of the hour. I want to tell you at the last 5 minutes of the show, I'm going to make a special announcement that's very, very important. So I hope you stay with us for that and listen carefully, please. This is a key attack point against the New World Order I'm going to be covering. Right now, Luke Radowski and, of course, Corey Rowe, two great guys, are on the line with us. I don't know if I'm going to be in New York. I've been invited to speak at both events. I've authorized them to show the film I produced, Fable Enemies, is coming out September 1st. Andrew's Rising, the film I made and directed. I had an event they're doing, and they got a huge event the next night. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be there. I got so much going on. I may even cancel going to Denver, the more I think about it now, with the talk of nukes in Russia and these wars starting in Iran. I mean, it's getting bad, folks. I've got to really gauge things. Things are heating up a lot worse than I thought they would faster. So that's my main reason for saying right now I'm probably not going to New York. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't go. This is going to be one of the most memorable years, and it's the seventh year after the government-sponsored attacks. So let's bring up Luke Radowski and Corey Rowe. Good to have both you men on with us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, thanks for having us on. Thanks a lot. Really, really appreciate the opportunity.
Sure. Thank you guys for coming on late. I got stuck with the vaccine stuff, and once I get on a roll, I just want to warn people, you know?
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm a man that knows about shots. And
oh, really? What happened to you in the military? Tell folks about it.
Well, I'm, as always, I'm out of the military, full and clear. I've recently done another background check, had my name run with the state police for state and federal warrants. I'm clear, completely out of the military, happy to be out of the military, and actually right now in the process of really diving in and trying to get use of some of my VA benefits.
That's right. You were out of the military, then they did some recall, and then they said, no, you're out, and then they said, no, you're in. And so just insane, but now that's been confirmed. But I meant you talked about seeing people get sick with shots. Stuff that
oh, absolutely. I mean, I've seen everything from steroid shots for making soldiers bigger and stronger, running faster, all the way to chemical vaccinations for the anthrax attacks, and, of course, for smallpox as well. You know, the huge nickel-size festing thing that would just sit on your arm for months and months after the shot. Guys getting extremely sick, and I'm now seeing more of the soldiers that just came out about the secret vaccinations and how they're sick and dying. I've been listening to you for the last couple hours, and it's extra strong in the military. It's all over the place.
Imagine they say, we're going to shoot you up with this. We're not going to tell you what it is. And guys start falling over, having convulsions. I mean, dying. I mean, this is just, it's in mainstream news. And it's just, we're not going to tell you what it is. You're just going to die. Ha-ha, we're the government. We love you.
And then they cover it up, Alex, and they don't even put it in your medical report. And then when it's asked or questioned, they say, well, we never gave you that shot. That never happened. So, you know, no accountability.
And the news calls them and they say, no, we gave them a shot. We're not going to say what it was.
Yep.
You understand? This is the freedom. Okay, Luke, briefly, tell folks what's going on. You guys have been, we are change exploding all over the world right now. Big stuff's been happening, huge confrontations, making the news continually, pushing 9/11 truth out into the mainstream. 9/11 truth is bigger than it's ever been, folks. It's just exploding. All these huge names going public, the people taking action, truth rising's out, having a huge effect. And coming up this year, tell us what's happening.
We're going to have more huge people coming out for 9/11 Truth, like Talib Kweli, KRS-One, Saigon, Dead Prez, Paris, all doing a hip-hop concert for 9/11 Truth on Friday, September 12th. We're also going to be showing Fabled Enemies. Cynthia McKinney's going to be there, Daniel Sinjata, Richard Gage, 9/11 victims, family members, 9/11 first responders. We're doing street actions every day. We're doing big events every day. It's 2008 now or never. This is the last year we have with the Bush administration to really take back this country and spread 9/11 truth everywhere.
Absolutely. Now let's be clear about the itinerary. What films are going to get shown the night before 9/11?
We believe Fabled Enemies and 9/11 Chronicles. We're still working on it, making it happen.
Okay, so people can watch.
We just locked down the theater today, Alex, actually, and we also locked down a small place down the street for an after hours that we're going to try to coordinate with Cynthia McKinney, the former congresswoman and current Green Party presidential candidate, and try to get that going on.
Now, is Cindy Sheehan coming? I heard she's coming.
That's a possibility. We are still working on that. So
I've been speaking with her people just as recently as today, and she did get on the ballot out there in San Francisco to run against Nancy Pelosi for the Speaker of the House. And so I've been speaking with her, and they're definitely interested in having her come out to the event, especially since she works so closely with Cynthia McKinney.
Yeah, she's scheduled to be on the show tomorrow, Cindy Sheehan, with the Senate run against the House run against Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker. Continuing with, for people that don't know how big these hip-hop artists are, these are some of the biggest out there.
They definitely
I've actually got just a few things real quick, on who they really are. We have Talib Kweli is one of the greatest lyricists in hip-hop, looked up at from most everybody, and he's in a group with Black Star, with Mos Def, and we're not sure if he's going to be there. Saigon is had the most anticipated album in hip-hop history, fought to get off his label, and then got it out there, distributing 50,000 copies himself, and that album is The Greatest Story Never Told. Paris, Sonic Jihad, he's a revolutionary and controversial artist who was banned from MTV in 1990, and is out there with the album with the plane flying into the White House. Great album. The Beat Miners, I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and the more people are just signing on every single day.
Okay, so now do you know where that venue is yet?
It's going to be at the Hammerstein Ballroom on September 12th. We're doing a big hip-hop concert. And this year, just like last year, all the profits, it's going to be a huge charity event. All the money is going to go straight to sick and dying, 9/11 first responders. Everybody's volunteering. Everybody's doing it for free. We're asking people just to come out, be there, be in support, buy the tickets, and come there, and it's going to be a huge revolutionary event.
And for everybody who's out there listening, you can go to the site right now, 2008nowornever.com. Everything is listed, speakers, artists, how you can get tickets to the show. And if everybody out there who can't get to the show, we have donations available with lots of returns for your donations. We really want to make it worth your while. We're trying to raise as much money as possible for these first responders. So, you know, donate. We'll send you a whole bunch of Info Warrior Pack stuff ranging from T-shirts, DVDs, stickers. You can donate and get tickets for the show. For larger donations, VIP tickets are available. It's really going to be a show like it's going to be an event like never before. It's really we're taking it to a whole new level. We have interest from major networks who are going to come there, radio stations that will be broadcasting it live throughout the New York and New Jersey area. It's really shaping up to be a great event. So go check out the website 2008nowornever.com right now and
Good. Well, I want to support this as much as I can, and I know people have been asking me to go, and I just already got so many people coming. I really just want to give them all a time to shine and everybody have a great time out there. I hope everybody understands I'm here promoting it and here promoting it. I'm committing the great crime of supporting it and probably not coming. I just think it's going to be a wonderful event.
And Alex, real quick, if I may, there's lots of ways for everybody out there that can help us promote it to help raise money for these sick and dying first responders who their 9/11 relief fund was squandered by politicians in Washington. I mean, on our site, on 2008nowornever.com, there's a tab with downloadables. We have banners that you can put on your MySpace. We'll have commercials you can download, get on the public access internet, make it your MySpace song. There's a Facebook event out there under my Facebook. You can check it, sign on, let us know you're going to be there. Leave some love for anybody who is, and if you're not going to make it, it's all over. Just, get out there and let everybody know about it. We're really asking everybody's street teams to get out there. We have flyers, downloadable, everything really right at your fingertips, travel information on the website, where cheap hotel rooms are, good places to park, you know, cheap airfare, everything. So 2008nowornever.com, you want to come out and check it out. It's going to be a great event.
And, yeah, give people those dates again.
The event's going to be running from September 10th all the way to September 14th. We're working on venues and everything else. But the main event is going to be at Ground Zero on September 11th, where we're going to hold our peaceful vigil down at Ground Zero, just like every year on 9/11, just like in 2006, just like in 2007. It's an historic event where thousands of people go out in black Investigate 9/11 T-shirts and stand up with family members and rescue workers for 9/11 truth. This is New York City. This is where 9/11 happened. This is the anniversary. Everybody should be there. This is always a huge emotional event that galvanizes many people to become 9/11 truthers, and it's historical every year to have so many people down there standing up for truth. And we could take back 9/11, and we're doing it on the anniversary. We're doing it on 9/11, and that's why it's so critical for everybody to be out there.
There's no doubt the establishment really hates it when thousands of 9/11 truthers pour out on the streets, and the momentum of 9/11 truth is just gaining and gaining, and false flag terror has now entered the vernacular, the nomenclature. People understand it. They're discussing it. They understand staged events, false flag, self-inflicted wounds. They now understand that the government stages events. And that's key to stopping them carrying out future events, or if they stage more events, not being able to stampede us into martial law. Shifting gears, Luke, I haven't even been so busy. I haven't been talking to you privately. What do you think of the huge effect that Truth Rising is having out there, energizing activists, telling the story of 9/11 truth, and showing the people, holding their corrupt elected officials accountable?
It's amazing. You see people standing up everywhere in their local cities and towns, getting a camera and confronting their local politicians and their representatives. It's amazing seeing our chapters grow, and we have 60 chapters worldwide and all over the United States confronting politicians wherever they go. It's amazing seeing people in Australia, people in Germany, people in Italy stand up for truth and justice and just doing the right thing and being the change that they want to see in this world. And that's why it's an amazing tool that people can use to motivate themselves to do something positive. And it shows you how much of a difference one person can make, how much of a small group of people can make a huge difference. And if we all stand up, we could do anything we want. We just have to believe in it. We have to dig down in ourselves, find it in ourselves to be our own leaders and do the right thing. And that's exactly what this documentary does.
And Fabled Enemies is coming out. I produced it, but Jason's moved down here for the last, hard to believe, almost 6 months. He's been quietly preparing footage, getting ready for this the last 2 years. Jason Burmes, of course, worked on the second edition with Corey Rowe and the director, Dylan Avery, and then on the final cut that I executive produced. Well, now this is Burmes' film. I also have to give props to Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson for the editing and the trailers and working on the film. But this is the brainchild of Jason Burmes. Fabled Enemies hits PrisonPlanet.tv September 1st, ladies and gentlemen. We want to make this explode. Yes, it's controversial. Gets into the shadow government running the attacks. The Israelis on the ground is the muscle. The tie-in with Pakistan. It's just an extremely powerful film. That'll be at PrisonPlanet.tv September 1st. And you can start pre-ordering tomorrow at Infowars.com, the DVD. So in about 14, 15 days, when it comes out, your package will already be packed, ready, sitting there the day it's released, to be shipped out to you to get it first. So all the details at Infowars.com. Gentlemen, expanding on 9/11 Truth, I just want to hear from both of you your synopsis on the journey of 9/11 Truth and where you think it is today and where you think it's going. Corey Rowe.
Man, where we've came from and where we're going to is it was never foreseen by anyone. We were always laughed at. We were always attacked, and we continue to be laughed at and attacked, but not nearly as much. I mean, the information and the intestinal fortitude of the truthers and everything that everyone is out there doing blows me away every single day. Every single day, I'm blown away by the stories that we break, by the information that's put out to the people, and and where we're going to go from here is only going to get greater, Alex. I mean,
we are the resistance, folks.
Your Alexa ratings shoot up every month. I mean, you're now a third of a power of MSNBC. Our Alexa ratings going up on a constant basis as mainstream news continues to go down and continues to go down. We continue to grow. And people say, oh, the new 9/11 Truth Movement is dying. That's not true. We're just expanding. We're
getting
out there.
You know what's weird? That's a government op line we see everywhere. They email me, call me. It's all written. Well, 9/11 Truth stalled. Yeah, that's like saying that, the Hindenburg, when it was on fire, was cold. I mean, it exploding. Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, best actress this year. The Italian former president, highly respected, 7 years in office, former intelligence chief. Japanese Diet members, all these people, all these stars, everybody we have on. Top comedians, George Carlin before he died. I mean, on and on and on and on and on and on. And then now Cy Hirsch reporting on Dick Cheney, wanting to attack our ships and blame it on Iran. I mean, we are winning. And these idiots are telling us when we've already starting to win the war that we're losing. It's total propaganda. It's like Tokyo Rose when they were about to drop the A-bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Tokyo Rose saying, you've lost, GIs. It's total bull. You've lost. You're losing, murderers. So go ahead and try to start World War III with Russia. Go ahead and try to stage martial law in America. We are going to kick your butt. Ah! Luke Radowski. Let me hear both of your war growls. Let me hear some of your war face. Yeah! Get some, mothers. We're coming, you sons of bitches. Excuse me. Luke Radowski, final comments.
We're still being attacked everywhere, but people everywhere are rising up, standing up for what they believe in, and that's what this country was founded on, standing up for what's right and going against the wrong. And we're making all the wrongs right. We're fixing it. We're going to be doing it on 9/11 this year. We're going to be helping out sick and dying first responders. We're going to put on a show that is going to be historic with all these historic rap artists coming out for 9/11 Truth. Right now, we are taking this country back one mind at a time. People are waking up right now as we speak, and it's time to stand up. It's time to do the right thing. It's time to get out to New York City on 9/11 and do what's right. And New York City, every year on 9/11, we give out literally hundreds of thousands of flyers, thousands of DVDs for free to the general public. Every time after 9/11, we have a huge presence here at Ground Zero, and we change the minds of millions, and that's what
Absolutely.
It's about. Get out there, get involved. The time is now. It's 2008. We can't wait till the next president, till the next president is selected. We have to do it right now when the Bush administration is in office. This is right. This is the time that we have, the critical point right now where they could stage a false flag.
Because
we could prevent one right now.
Yes.
And it's time for all of us to stand up and do the right thing.
Yes, and I just want to add before we leave you guys that you're absolutely right. They could stage one now. They've already been caught trying it. Mainstream news now, MSNBC. It is becoming mainstream to understand this, but also they're saying there's going to be inaugural bombing with the new president to start the fraud over again. It is key to expose this. Give out the website for the event again.
2008nowornever.com. Go there.
Go there now.
2008 now or never.
You're not coming. Support us from afar. Make a donation to the first responders. They need it.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to talk to you during the break.
Alex, thank you. I'm humbled by your by everything, Commander. Thanks a lot.
There's something else. All right, here we go. I'm going to say bye to these guys behind the scenes. I'm going to come back in the final segment.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
The spirit was freedom and justice. All right, we're back live, final segment, ladies and gentlemen. I want to give you a special announcement and try to jam in a few final calls. I don't know if we'll have time. Okay, here's the deal. I need people to go to InfoWars.com right now, and I need your help doing something. Google's taken the counter down 6-8 months ago on all their videos before we get tens of millions per video on there. So we can't gauge that, but we know it's millions already with Truth Rising out for 2 or 3 months. We also know that YouTube's got hundreds of versions of it, but they're all broken up. There's a director account on there I've seen. It's got about 80,000 views or so on it. And I really just want the free Truth Rising to get out to everyone. And here's the deal. It's the best free encoding I've seen on YouTube or Google or anywhere else. It is the best free encoding I have found anywhere of Truth Rising. Now, this film cost me $70,000+ to make. We haven't made our money back on it. It'll probably be a year till that happens. I could care less. We're on the verge of war with Russia. We have to expose government-sponsored terrorism. This is a special film, and in this sick culture, it seems like something. If something's free, people take it for granted. Please don't take a jewel like this for granted. Truth Rising is free on Infowars.com in the featured stories area. It's posted there. It's the best version I found, the best, you know, clearest. It's not perfect like a PrisonPlanet.tv version. I hope people will subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv and download it. And we got a bunch of different formats in ultra high quality. The trailers you see there for it in Fabled Enemies are what the medium quality is. And it looks crystal clear. You know, we have some trailers under it that show you the quality of PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you have any computer knowledge, it's, you know, no knowledge, you can download, watch them streaming, flash, but there's DivX, burn it on DivX, burn it on disk, give it to people, play some DivX players. I mean, it looks almost as good as a regular DVD with a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. But regardless, you got email lists, you got message boards, you've got your MySpace accounts. We're being censored all over the web. I made this film, I busted my butt making it, with Aaron and Rob and others and all the great people that contributed to it, the We Are Change 9/11 Truth people, the activists. I got arrested making this thing. You need to see Truth Rising. You really can't describe it. You need to watch Truth Rising. You need to see it in quality. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. But regardless, it is free. And if you've already seen it and think it's a great film, or if you don't have the DVD, get it at Infowars.com to really make the high-quality copies and to support us. It's as low as $9.95. To get Truth Rising on Infowars.com or to call 888-253-3139. But regardless, Truth Rising is free on my own website. We don't just leave it out there for free. We post on our site, get it for free. It is free, 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 and it's not 12, 14 different, you know, pieces of it on YouTube, annoyingly. It is the best encode I've seen from Change the Channel is the name of his channel. We appreciate him putting it on his director channel. It is the best copy we've seen for a low-grade version. It's a shadow of the PrisonPlanet.tv quality, and that's a shadow of the DVD quality. But it's there. It's there. Truth Rising, my new film, free on Infowars.com. And I'm asking you to take that page, email it out to everybody, promote it, get it out. We can't screw around. Get it out to everyone, Truth Rising, in the news and focus area, in the featured stories on Infowars.com right now. You cannot miss it. So much incredible news we didn't get to, so much important news we did cover. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 3, live retransmission. If you missed any of the guests and the Russian analysis, big developments, major escalations there, Russians threatening nukes. You'll hear that first hour deep analysis I did right now. Believe me, this stuff's got me wanting to leave the country, but I'm not going to. Starts now at PrisonPlanet.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.